Downtown Anchorage may seem dull. There are a lot of tourists and tourist shops that blare country music. But after exploring, I realized that there's lots to do. It's actually kind of easy to spend any leisurely day downtown. Here's one way to spend the day. First stop, Side Street Espresso, a small coffee shop located in the heart of downtown Anchorage, is owned by Deborah Seaton and George G. It's been open for business ever since April of 1992. This year, it celebrated its 22nd anniversary. Seaton says that Side Street, a community-based cafe, never denies customers coffee if they can't afford it.
We have a very philanthropic group of people who are customers and generous and will pay forward coffee for people. So if folks ever come in, we don't deny anybody getting coffee. Somehow we'll either host it ourselves or somebody will host it. So I think that's a feature we're kind of proud of.
Side Street also has a daily special at a discounted price. A dry erase board at the front counter advertises the special, along with some artwork by George.
George has an artistic inclination, and he started doing them. And then he started incorporating his observations on local stories, current events, politics. But that's a broader issue. He comes in very early in the morning, sometimes between 3 and 4, and that's his quiet time of day. So he's hearing the BBC news, news of the world, and following current events everywhere, and that influences what he's doing, as well as his own project.
George keeps a variety of his work in the back at all times so customers can enjoy the past daily specials.
He takes a copy of everything that he does, and once a year he'll host a show in February. We've done that for 18 years. He picks 50 or 60 pieces and mounts them and has a silent auction for that.
Side Street Espresso is a welcoming coffee shop in downtown Anchorage. Next, the Delaney Park Strip at 9th and C Street offers a range of activities. The Park Strip was originally Anchorage's airfield. It's the oldest park in the city and was home to the Alaska Statehood Celebration in 1958. There are several horseshoe pits and large fields where you can take your pets or just hang out. There are also tennis, basketball, and sand volleyball courts. For fresh air or a space for outdoor activities, the Park Strip is the perfect place. Remember to bring your own equipment. After that, a National Park Service cart on 4th Avenue has several different animal furs, including reindeer or caribou.
They can touch these bear furs we have. Like, we have grizzly furs and polar bear and black bear, so they could feel and touch around. And we also give them information about our theater inside and the other exhibits and the little activities you could do inside there.
Their Alaska Center Theater offers several different historical and documentary film options throughout the day. There's one film titled Alaska's Coolest Animals. This is a way to get a feel for the different animals around Alaska. After feeling the furs, if you want, you can go eat some reindeer at Emmy's Gourmet Dogs across the sidewalk. Then get something sweet at the Kobuk. Built in 1915, the Kimball Building, more commonly referred to as the Kobuk, is one of the oldest shops in downtown Anchorage. Irving and Della Kimball ran and owned the building. It started off as one of Anchorage's first mercantile establishments. When Irving Kimball passed away, Della discontinued the grocery store to focus on selling hardware and dry goods. After Della's passing, the Kimball's daughter took over and divided the shop into two sections, one being a coffee shop and the other continuing to be a dry goods store. The Kobuk is now a coffee, tea, and bakery shop owned by the Benito family. There are old-fashioned donuts baked fresh daily and lots of other treats. Finally, Anchorage Community Works is a newer venue for different concert and arts events. It's also a great place to host activities or work on creating art in their studio and fully equipped print shop. The Works often hosts events for all ages. There it is, from your morning coffee to wild night at the club, that was 5 things to do in downtown Anchorage. With Alaska Teen Media Institute, this is Kendall Stormo.